Thank you. All those offerings that you all gave, they are for GEMS and the GEMS clubs and all their activities and all their fun stuff together. And so they're a way that we can grow our girls in the character of Christ. The other thing I was going to mention, and I forgot to mention this, and she's not going to like me for it, but I'm going to do it anyway, is Valentine and Gladys. They have a new member to their family, and it's really interesting. Many of you probably didn't know that Gladys was pregnant, but no, she wasn't. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. Actually, her sister came from Nigeria. Joined us, Faith. You are welcome, also, and we're glad that you're here. And, I was just going to say, Gladys, that's a mighty big baby. But all right. We've already heard from the GEMS this morning, and in some ways, as you guys were like saying your verse and explaining what it meant in the litany, I thought, they're stealing my sermon, because all that stuff I was going to say in my sermon. So maybe you even know more than me this morning, and because you guys have been studying it all year already. So we learned a little bit about what they do when they meet, and doesn't it make you kind of jealous? Like, don't you want to be at the clubs? Now, we do get some benefit this morning. You guys said you made cookies?
Yeah.
You mean for us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then, awesome. So then I should, like, hurry up with my sermon so we can get to the cookies. So thank you so much for helping us to know a little bit more about your activities through the year. That was fun to look at that. And it was good to hear from you guys. But this morning we're also going to hear from God. And of course we hear from God by reading the Bible, because that is how God speaks to us, right? Through the words in the Bible. So your theme, act, love, walk, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more. That's what I'm going to talk a little bit more. And if maybe there's anybody here that doesn't quite understand what all of that means, then if they listen along, then they will know what you guys know as GEMS, right? So, the verse I'm talking about, of course, is Micah 6, verse 8. That's what I'm going to talk about. And usually I read the Bible passage, but this morning we're going to recite it once again. The GEMS are going to recite it for us. And even though the GEMS are going to be saying it, congregation, it is God that is speaking to us, to all of us, through the verse that the GEMS are going to be saying one more time. So, GEMS, can you remind us all of what Micah 6, verse 8 says again? Yeah, that's what God requires of us, and that's from Micah 6, verse 8. Good, thank you very much. Let's just ask God to help us understand that, okay? So, Jesus, would you speak to us into our hearts somehow, into our minds, so that the words that we see, the words that we read in the Bible, that somehow we may make some sense out of them, and that we may know how to use them and to live them when we leave from this place, when we play with our friends, and when we're in school or whatever we do this summer, that those words, Father, may continue to sound in our minds and in our hearts. So speak to us this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Micah 6, verse 8. To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Now, in this verse this morning, there's some special words. There are words with a special task, right? They have a special job. And the words that I'm thinking of, they're actually called verbs. Oh no, we're back in school. Do you guys know what verbs are? Does anybody remember that maybe your teacher said, these are called verbs? They're action words, right? They're action words. So they are always words that describe an action. They're doing words, right? Yeah. Because they show us somebody doing something in a sentence. What a person does. So which are the action verbs, the doing words in Micah 6 verse 8? Yeah, anybody? You said all of them all at once. That's great, great. And there you go. I was going to bring them in one by one, right? One action word is act, right? And then the second one, what did you say? Was it love? Yeah, it is. And the second one is love. And then the third action word that we're supposed to be doing is what?
Walk.
Exactly. There we go. So those are the action words. Those are the doing words in Micah 6 verse 8. Now, in a way, that was a little bit too easy, wasn't it? You guys have been saying that verse all year, and even on the picture on here, it already said act, love, and walk. So it was almost like you cheated a little bit on the test. But that's okay. That's okay. That doesn't matter. So, now, act, love, and walk. That's your theme for the year. That's what you guys have been saying all year. But now I think what we want to do is try to understand these words. What might these words mean? So let's try to think about what these words may mean. First of all, the word act. One of the things that we should do, says the Bible, is act. Now, I have a question right away. Act how? Act goofy?
No, justly.
I don't think the Bible wants us to act goofy, right? Or do you guys know the word pretend? You pretend to do something. Have you ever been sad and then your mom says, come, we're going, and I want you to put on your smile. And even though you're not feeling, I don't want to go. And so in a way, you're pretending, right? In a way, that's another word that we can use for acting, right? Is that what the Bible means, that we should be pretending?
No.
No? What about, I remember playing, and so, oh, I know. You can pretend that you're a mom and you're taking care of a baby. Yeah, that's what the Bible means. We should be play acting. Or maybe we can pretend that we're superheroes.
No.
Or we can pretend we're astronauts.
No.
That's not what the Bible means.
No.
Well, okay, let's that's too hard. Let's try another word. Love. Well, what could that? Oh, I know this one. I love ice cream.
No,
not ice cream. How about puppies?
No!
You don't like puppies?
No.
You do? You're not supposed to love puppies? I thought we were supposed to take care of puppies. Yeah, but that's probably not what the Bible means. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so it's not puppies. Oh, I know. Grandma. Yeah. You love your grandma? No? Oh, sorry, Grandma. Oh, you do love grandma. You know, I have a friend who has a grandma that is just totally goofy. And I love her. Yeah, yeah. So do you think that's what the Bible means?
No.
No, the Bible doesn't really like goofy grandmas. All right. What about walk? What could that mean? Oh, I know. Goofy walks.
No?
Oh, well, of course, let's be a bit more serious. We need to walk our dog every day, otherwise pee's in the house.
No!
No? You don't think that's what the Bible means either?
No!
No? Okay, what about walk? Let me see. Oh, when you like go on a vacation and you pack your bag and you that's it. It teaches us how to pack our bags.
No!
You know, I have a funny story about that. So have you ever been like mad at your mom and dad?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's this girl, and she was mad at her mom and dad, and she said, I am leaving home. And so she went to a room, and she packed her backpack. You can see it, right? In the, oops. I'm pointing over there, but you guys are looking over here. You see the backpack? So she put all her favorite things. She put her doll in there, and she put a little book in there, and she put a really small pillow because she said, I probably have to sleep somewhere. So she put that in the bag, and she started walking. And she was standing at the corner of the street. It was in the middle of the city. And she was standing there, and then a policeman drove by. And he stopped, and he's looking at the girl, and said, nobody else was around. There was no adult, there was no big brother, there was no big sister. So he unrolled his window, and he says, are you okay? She said, no. And he says, can I help you? She says, I'm running away from home. Now, the policeman was kind of looking, and he could see the mom standing behind the curtain. She was peeking from the curtain. So, he thought, oh, okay. So he said, well, he says, that's probably not a good thing. I'm mad, and I'm going to run away from home. So the policeman drove away slowly, and he thought, I better just check out, right, that she doesn't do anything foolish. So he drove back, and she was still standing at the corner. And he says, how come you're still standing there? I thought you were running away. She said, I am running away. And he said, well, okay, well, be careful, because he could still see that mom was watching, right? So then he drove around the block again. But he was curious now. He thought, So he came back one more time. And you know what? She's still standing there at the side of the road with the bag. And he says, I thought you were running away. She says, I am, but I'm not old enough to cross the street yet by myself. Yeah, so walk. Well, the thing is, see, verbs are funny words, but verbs need helpers. In order for us to really understand what a verb is doing, it's a doing word, but we still can be a little bit confused, right? Like, look at all the ways that I was confused about act, love, and walk. And so verbs need helpers. And then when you put the helpers together with the verb, then it's starting to make more sense. So Micah 6 verse 8, we've got these three verbs, these three doing words, act, love, walk. And like you've already tried to teach me, but I wasn't listening to you guys, there's other words that go with them. So what's the word that goes with act?
Justly.
Act justly. Love.
Mercy.
Humbly. Okay, so now it all starting to make sense. But not really. Because those are hard words. See, act, love, and walk, I think that they're kind of easy to understand. But justly, mercy, humbly, what could those words mean? Because they're supposed to be helping us. But when I looked at those words, I thought, So let's have a look at each one of those words, and let's see if we can figure out what they mean, okay? So first, there's act justly. Justly. Do you know what that word means?
Uh-huh.
You do? Yeah, it's a hard word, because when you start thinking about it, you think, what does that mean, right? So it's one of those words, and they're supposed to be helping us, but now we're getting more confused. There's another word that sounds a little bit like it. It's justice.
Justice.
So we're supposed to do justice. But justice is another hard word. What is justice? Well, what does justice mean? Well, when the Bible uses the word justice, it sometimes puts it together with yet another word, righteousness. Oh, this is getting complicated. So, to act justly, really, if you want to just say what it simply means doing the right thing. And how do we learn how to do the right thing? Yeah, praying can be doing the right thing. If you're not sure what's going on, you can pray. Or if you're feeling... But, doing the right thing is maybe listening to your mom and dad when they tell you not to run away and cross the street. But doing right. So imagine doing the right thing. Imagine there's a new girl that comes to your school. And it's the school year has already started, and it's in the middle of the year, and the girl comes, and she looks a little funny. She's wearing, like, funny clothes, and her hair is a little funny too, and she seems just like she doesn't talk to anybody, and she doesn't, and she's sitting by herself when everybody's eating their lunch. She's just sitting there by herself, and some of the girls are saying, "Do you look at her? She's different. She's weird." What do you think would be the right thing to do? Anybody else? You guys are always like you're eager to answer. What about you? Sorry? Yeah, you need to stand up for her and say, everybody is saying things about this girl and they don't even know her because she's just new. There you go. You could go to her and say, why don't you come and sit with me at lunch? Can I sit with you at lunch? Can we? And then you start talking to her, and then you discover that she's actually very nice, and so you start talking to her, and then you discover that she's just as nice as everybody else in the school. So that would be an example of acting justly. All right? Just very practically. Right? You don't just even have to wait till Sunday to act justly. And to act justly means that when you're downstairs, you're going to share your cookies too. Do the right thing. Okay. What about, let me see, love, mercy, 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 mercy. Oh, I know. I have two older brothers. And you know what they used to do? We'd play fight. And then my brother would put me on the ground and he would sit on top of me and he says, beg for mercy, beg for mercy. Is that, you think, that's what it means?
No.
No, I think that's exactly the opposite of what it means. Right? My brothers were trying to show how strong they were, and they're much stronger than me, so that's what they would do. They'd sit on me, and then I'd go, Mom! Right? So, love, mercy is another strange word. What does it mean? Well, it means that you're willing to forgive someone, even though they did something that they were not supposed to do. Right? Now, I was at a friend's place. Can I sit down too? So, I was at a friend's place, and the little brother, my friend's little brother, was teasing the cat. Do you guys ever tease the cat? No, you never tease cat. Well, he was teasing cat, and he was pulling on its tail, and he was poking in the stomach and pulling a little bit on the whiskers. And the brother said, you really shouldn't do that. You're going to make him mad. And, so, and the brother, little brother kept on doing it. And you know what happened then? The cat went, yeah. And he got it scratched right across the face. And then the little brother was crying. And you know what I thought? Good. Good for you. You deserve it. Yeah, your mom said you shouldn't do that, and your brother said you shouldn't do that, and everybody warned you. But you know what my friend did to his little brother? That was his little brother. He went over there, and he held him, and he says, well, you know, you probably shouldn't have done that, but come here, I'll give you a big hug. And then he went and got a Band-Aid, and he put the Band-Aid on his face, and he was showing his little brother mercy. Right? Even though it was probably his little brother's own fault that happened, right? But he was still trying to show love and kindness to his little brother, even though he made a mistake. But maybe that's not a very good example, because it's about cats. And we're not cats. You wish you were a cat. I don't want to be a cat. So I had a game that you could play on the television. And I had a friend that came over, and he broke the game. My favorite game. He was just trying to force it into this machine, and he broke the game. And I was mad. But then I said, well, and then we continued. I thought I can play another game. And you know what I did? I said, why don't you come and play with me? So I could have just said, you're going to pay for the game and you're never going to play my game again. I could have said that, right? Yeah, that kind of would have been the right thing because he broke it. But I didn't do that. I said, well, you know what? I could see that he was kind of feeling bad. So I said, why don't you come and we'll play some other games? And he was very happy. He wasn't sad anymore. So that's kind of like an example of mercy. Even though I was right to be mad because he broke my game, but I was willing to forgive him and say, let's play together. So that's kind of an example of mercy. Well, oh, I better stand up. What about walk humbly? Humbly. What does humbly comes from the word humble? Yeah. It's a hard word, isn't it? See, because you keep saying like, and then the words don't come, right? Well, humbly, humble, humility. In very simple terms, stop being a know-it-all. And you think you know everything. You know what my sister used to say? You're not the boss of the world. When I would tell her to do something, or when I would write, and she was right, of course. I'm not the boss of the world. But sometimes she was just small. She was like, she's 10 years younger than me. So I could tell her some things as a big brother. What about your parents? Do they ever tell you to do things? And do you always love doing those things?
No.
What kind of things do they tell you to do?
Jobs.
Your chores, clean your room, go to bed.
Yeah.
Right. Don't run outside with your socks on. That's what my mother used to say. But you know, and sometimes kids, we say, no, I don't want to do that. You're not the boss of me. Well, actually, they are the boss of you, mom and dad, right?
Not when you grow up.
So being humble is to realize that your mom and dad, you know, they were young ones too, and they know what it's like to be a kid, and they know what good rules are and what bad rules are, and what good rules make good kids. And so maybe you should just not think that you know it all. And maybe you should just say, okay, mom and dad, I know that you love us, that you love me. And so maybe you should sit and think and say, maybe I don't know it all, and maybe my mom and dad knows a little bit better than me. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, some of you are not convinced. Well, we'll still be working on that, and we just need a little bit more humility. And then it'll go well. So there you go. That's what those words mean. Well, can we do all that? Can we always love someone perfectly? Can we always forgive someone? Can we always be nice to someone? Can we? No. Can you do all that? Absolutely not. No way. Right? We can't really do that. But what about if you had some help? Well, if you had some help, then maybe you could do that.
Not all.
Maybe. So you remember that verbs, the doing words, they needed helpers, right? You remember that? Well, the verse that you guys have learned, Micah 6, verse 8, what was that again? I think that verse needs a help, needs some help too. So Micah 6, verse 8, I think needs some help too. And you know which, there's some other Bible verses that will help Micah 6, verse 8. And I think some of you are going to read those for us, right? Yeah? We're going to read Micah 7, 18 through 20. How many of you are going to read? One, two, three. All right. Micah 7, 18 through 20. They are like the helpers to Micah 6, verse 8. Okay, do you want to read that? All right.
Who is a God like you who pardons, sins, and forgives? Do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl them into the depths of the sea. You will be faithful to Jacob and show love to Abraham, as you promised to our ancestors in days long ago.
And I think you need to understand what those words say, because they help us to understand Micah 6, verse 8. Because Micah 6, verse 8, to act justly all the time and to love mercy all the time and to walk humbly all the time, that's very hard. And you know what? You're going to make mistakes doing all that, right? And so what you need to remember is that I can't do it by myself, but I need God to help me, right? And so who is a God like you who pardons, sins, and forgives? So when we forget sometimes to be kind, God says, you know what? It's okay. I know it's a hard thing. And who can forgive all the time? God. So when you make a mistake today, when you make a mistake tomorrow, when you make a mistake next day, when you make a mistake next week, who's going to be there to say, you know, I still love you and I forgive you? Right. And then there's that other verse that says, you will again have compassion on us, and I will take your mistakes, and I will take your stubbornness, and I will take your angriness. And you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to just throw it into the depths of the sea, so you'll never see it again. Isn't that awesome? And then the last part. Now, this may be a little hard to understand. What does that say? How many of you know Jacob and Abraham? You know Jacob and an Abraham? No, I didn't think so. I don't. It says, God, you will be faithful to Jacob and you will show love to Abraham as you promised to our ancestors. What are ancestors? Yeah, they're old people. Yeah. So people that came, like that were born way before you, you know, God has been good to them and God has been forgiving them. I want to try something now. I want you guys all to stand on the pew and look that way. It's okay. Your mom and dad, if they get angry, they're going to be angry at the pastor. They're not going to be angry at you. You can stand on the pew. Now, I'm going to ask the other people that are here. Bert, has God ever been good and faithful to you? Yeah, look at that. Is there somebody else maybe that you can say, yeah, God has been faithful to me? Look at that. There's other people that say, yeah, God has been good to me. Anybody else? But God says, yeah, you know, I could tell you a story about God being good to me. How many of you can say God has been good to me? And you see, now you know why we're all in church together. Because sometimes you say, I wonder why God is doing this. And then we need all the other people, all these old people. We need them to remind us that, you know what? I remember many times when God was good to me. And God was, he fulfilled his promise to me, and God has been faithful. And that's why we need to all continue to come together as a church, because we need to remind each other. When you're a little bit down, or when you're angry, or when you're, you need other people to stand up and say, you know what? God is good. And God, and things will be okay. Right? All right. So does that help you to understand maybe Micah 6 or 8 a little bit better? Even when we can't do everything perfectly, God is there, and he is going to continue to love you and all these people. And if you ever want to go, when you bring them a cookie just a little bit later, they can tell you stories of how God has been good to you, to them. Right? All right. That's the sermon today. I just wanted you to know, look at all these people. God is good.